Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're talking about the history of humanity and how we have been influenced. And it's like we deserve to know that, and we deserve the technologies that are being suppressed.
We're being exposed to only so much information. We're not being fully educated. There's a difference.
What percentage of UAP sightings, in your belief, go unreported by our pilots?
I would estimate we're somewhere near 5% reporting, perhaps. 5% reporting.
There isn't
perhaps,
anything, 5%. Then why the push to cover it up? Then why the
We must
push
guard
to
against
it?
The acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
By then, I had already accepted this new paradigm of there being, as Senator Inouye said, and I'm quoting, there's a secret government with its own Air Force,
its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself. Free from the law itself.
Thank you for tuning into our podcast. We have created a referendum known as the It Can't Be a Joke Revolution and Initiatives. This is a movement of thought and consciousness. Our mission is to educate and plant the seeds of curiosity surrounding the issues that we deem most critical, with the goal of freeing humanity from the powers that seek to hold us down.
We use this as an opportunity to not only expose the corruption in our country and world, but to discuss the importance of consciousness, self-awareness, and spiritual evolution as we seek to crack the riddles of life and our purpose on this planet.
Melissa.
Kevin.
Let's blast off.
Let's.
Hey, everybody. We wanted to provide a quick update as we are still here and working overtime to produce and finish the It Can't Be a Joke documentary. We are thrilled to share with all of our listeners the wild story which led to the foundation of It Can't Be a Joke. As with all of our episodes, we want to ensure we are providing you with the highest quality material, so when the documentary drops, the anticipation and suspense will be well worth it. We are almost there.
If you enjoy our show and our content and believe in our mission, please consider donating to our cause. Every amount helps us in continuing to educate on the issues we deem most critical, and it would really mean the world to us if you helped us with a little donation. You can find the donation link in our episode description, on our Spotify profile, or on Linktree via our social media platforms.
If you could support us with a one-time donation of $10, that would help us out astronomically.
We could really use your support to keep the lights on. In this episode, we were thrilled to be invited onto Sergey Brown's show, The Clear Skies Movement Live, on July 24th, 2025. Sergey Brown is the founder of The Clear Skies Movement, and his channel on X is Sergey vs. Goliath.
It Can't Be a Joke teamed up with The Clear Skies Movement to lead and organize the Massachusetts chapter. And we are ready to hit the streets to start making some noise and raising awareness around the poisoning of our skies. If you agree with us, be sure to share our podcast episode on weather modification and join the Clear Skies Movement on X. If you can remember, one of the main initiatives of the It Can't Be a Joke Revolution is to end all forms of weather modification, and this is a great chance to join a live movement to do just that. As always, thanks for tuning in. Please consider shooting us a donation and be on the lookout for our documentary. Enjoy the episode.
It is that time of the evening. I am Sergey Brown. Of course, welcome to the Clear Skies Movement Live, TCSM Live. We've got a lot of great stuff to go over tonight because we have Kevin and Melissa here tonight from It Can't Be a Joke podcast. I am looking forward to this. We're just going to get right into it. And, is that you over there?
Yep.
There we go. And here we go. Kevin, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Sergey. So great to meet you.
It is my pleasure. Hi, Melissa. How we doing?
Great. So happy to be on. Thank you.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled about this. I was listening to your guys' podcast, and you have this really cool vibe that I don't. I'm kind of a blunderbuss, right? It's just all coming at you. You guys have like this pacing and this I want to be in a coffee shop listening to you all day long.
Your show is my favorite show to listen to. And it's live, it's unfiltered, it's raw, it's real.
Well, I am very happy to hear that. Now, you guys have a connection to TCSM. Can you tell people what that connection is?
Yeah, we're the admins for the Clear Skies Movement Massachusetts page. We started up, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, and I first saw TCSM, and I joined immediately. I'm like, oh, sweet. There's a Clear Skies Movement, like exactly what we've been talking about for the past 2 years and trying to raise awareness around and what's going on in our skies. From the first time that Melissa pointed it out to me 2 years ago, and it just became kind of blatantly obvious at that point. I didn't even really know what it was until we were talking about it in Joshua Tree and you pointed it out. You showed it to me. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. Because we're talking about a lot of the corruption going on, and then you add that in there, and it's just like, oh, yeah. And so when I saw the channel, I joined immediately. And it's important because we want people to get on board with an organization for really ending what's going on in our skies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there needs to be an organization, and people need to band together. And that's how it's going to get accomplished, because I just don't feel like it's going to be coming from Capitol Hill or anything like that.
Not at all. You know, I don't want to say I'm famous for saying, but I am diligent about saying that the government will never do what they're supposed to. They will do what the people force them to do. And that's the situation we're in right now. And to your point earlier, once you see it, you simply cannot unsee it. It becomes so glaringly obvious. I mean, it reminds me of that They Live movie with Roddy Piper. You guys might not be old enough to remember it, but back in the late 80s.
It's with the sunglasses, right?
Yeah, exactly. Puts the sunglasses.
Oh, we did watch that. For real.
Right? Oh, and it's like all of a sudden when you see it, it's just like, can't anybody else? You don't see this? It's crazy.
Yeah. You're like, they are all puppets, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And that really helps control robots.
Yeah. But I mean, really, that's where we're getting to. I mean, when we look at machine learning, AI, and robotics, and we start putting all of that together, obviously, we are looking at a Terminator existence if we do not get on this now. And the thing that excites me is that so many people are. I mean, every single day, more and more people are coming to us saying,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that I am very concerned about. And I just learned about it last week, a couple months ago, right? I mean, it's just, and the thing is that I'm 62. You guys are what, in your 20s?
Mid-30s.
but still, right? So now we have two generations, and we've got more people that are involved, younger also, coming into the fold. And I just find that so, it fills me with joy. It wakes me up every morning ready to come out and fight. And I absolutely love that. Baby, before we get too far, who do we have in the chat?
Oh, everybody's here. Sue, Christy, Lucille, Pat,
it is human a being. Good night.
Yeah, they're all What did DPFF 98 said? They need heavy force. They're trying really hard to rid all of us.
It sure seems like that is the case right there. Hold on, I'm opening my video up here so I can see the chat as well. All right, well, guys, why don't we just jump right into it? And you know, let's just start talking. I just watched a video today of Make Sunsets and one of their founders and how he was just, it's so simple. I'm just putting, stuff in a balloon and sending it up. And I don't know why everybody's so upset about it. And I think that one of the things that upsets me is it's very toxic, highly carcinogenic stuff that they're putting up into the atmosphere. And there's no oversight. There's no regulation. Nobody's stopping them. I know that Mexico kicked them out from doing it down in Mexico, but San Francisco seems to be wide open to, yes, let's go ahead and fill the skies with some toxic substance.
Yeah.
Let's just keep spraying it and not do anything to end it. No matter how many people are talking about it, saying, you need to stop this, it just keeps happening. And then we have, I mean, I think the first state that banned it was Tennessee. I believe it was Tennessee.
Yep.
And it was like, awesome. You know, this is huge. I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, maybe a year ago, maybe 10 months.
It was last year. I think it was last April, March or April of last year that Tennessee actually passed the law.
People from the propaganda machine they'll call those people in the government that are doing good out and say, oh, they're just conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just try to downplay them and make them sound like they're kooks. It's the complete opposite. They're telling the truth. But the propaganda machine that we know is running everything back to the 60s and Operation Mockingbird, when the CIA took control of the mainstream media and said, you need to write and present the stories that we approve of or else you're going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And upon learning that piece alone, that's real, that happened, that's a declassified document, whether you're on the left or whether you're on the right, that should wake you up to, oh, maybe it is all just kind of a narrative that they want to spin.
Are we seeing theater? Exactly. Is it nothing more than theater that we are now we're both part of the actors and we're part of the viewership. So it's kind of like reality TV in a way that we are now part of our own Operation Mockingbird. And they feed it to us in any number of ways. We have so much information that has come out about the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the Department of Justice. Good Lord, I think the ice cream man also had a shop there in Facebook. Everybody was telling social media who can post and who can't, who gets banned, who gets shut up. Baby, what are they saying over there in the chat?
Mary Magnus says, now we have the Smith-Mundt Act. They are all free to lie.
So it's the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, 2013. And the Obama administration updated the Smith-Mundt Act. Are you guys familiar with the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act and the Smith-Mundt Act?
I want you to fill us in.
Yeah. So it was legislation that was passed after World War II because we being America, had seen the absolute destruction that weaponized propaganda did on foreign countries and on the countries that were using it on their own people, like the Soviet Union, or the former Soviet Union, but the Soviet Union at that time, Belarus, like Germany, right? All of these countries, China, North Korea, sometimes South Korea. But mm-hmm. What it did is it stopped propaganda. The United States military and the United States Secret Service, it absolutely legislated against that. The Obama administration, under the direction of Barry Obama, right? He decided, you know what? We can't have that because I need to lie in order to sell Obamacare. And so what he did is he forced through the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act that then allowed for propaganda, weaponized propaganda, to be used against Americans by the U.S. military, by the CIA, by the FBI. And pretty soon it just became the way they do it. And that needs to be repealed. And it's one of the things that I have railed on about. But it plays right in with your Operation Mockingbird right there. Right. And that is why we've seen so much of it. What say you?
Well, I'm just so fed up with the breadcrumbing. Like, you were talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene last night and how many times you called her office and you couldn't get a hold of her. And it just seems like the same old story over and over with that. Like, they breadcrumb you and they distract you about this and that. So you kind of lose track about these other things that are moving and going on. And I think that's the most frustrating part, when they create a distraction or get our hopes up about something.
Right.
And then we sit and wait, just like, you know, with the Epstein stuff. Like, I kind of myself didn't think they were ever going to come out with anything just because of, you know, their,
their
history and the cycle. And now in the news, it's Trump and Obama going after each other and.
Pam Bondi and treason, you know, I mean,
Trump was going after the Russia
treason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was going on with the Russia hoax.
Right.
But, is what they're calling.
Yes.
So do you guys, go ahead.
At the same time, they're giving us this narrative and this stuff to pay attention to and to start following and to get all riled up about. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, there's another executive order for AI infrastructure, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars. Now Texas has the Texas Responsible Artificial Intelligence Governance Act.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Right.
That just got signed. So it's like when Trump got signed in and he's signing these executive orders and everyone's cheering about him saying he's going to release the Epstein stuff and he's going to talk about JFK. But then the next executive order he signs is the $500 billion AI infrastructure. No one pays any mind to that.
This is the dramatic issue that I have with our government. We are either governed by people who support the U.S. citizens, or we're governed by a deep state government that absolutely rules with impunity. One leads to prosperity. The other leads to civil war. And I'm not trying to be, High School Musical about this, but either we are going to help stop this and get the United States back on the right track, or we're going to put up with it. Now, just because somebody signs something. And this is what I try to tell everybody. Just because Marjorie Taylor Greene puts up a bill and it's not what we want.
It's a shit bill.
It's not my favorite bill, as you know. Baby, you can pull that microphone down just a little bit more. Get that beautiful resonance out of your voice.
Oh, okay, thank you. Voice.
There you go. See, that's what I like. Just because they put a bill up like that doesn't mean that we can't go take that bill down. Doesn't mean, and honest to God, at this point, it doesn't mean that we have to follow it. Either they're going to force our hand to do something that, and by us, I mean the masses of America that want something changed, or they're not. What are they saying over there in the chat, babe?
Human Being says Trump never mentioned any of this AI stuff during his campaign.
No, he never did.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
He didn't campaign.
No.
It's just, he's like, oh, no tax on tips. Oh my God, yes. $500 billion to AI.
Yeah, exactly.
Just right overnight.
Yeah.
And the newest EO he signed is basically saying it just cements AI working hand in hand with the government, is basically what they're saying in California, Colorado and Utah are the other ones on board with that. So it's just basically saying that this legislation is saying that we're going to be coexisting with AI in our government.
And it's becoming normalized too. I mean, you told me today about the Tesla diners or something, and then robots are serving people food, and it's become so normalized. And with people's jobs, like the streamlining of just writing a follow-up email, what might have taken 30 minutes to prepare and make sure all the grammar's right and everything, you can literally do in like 2 minutes now.
Yeah.
Now for something like that, it's like, fine, make the life easier right there. But when the AI is going to be taking over people's jobs, which it will for people who, like Melissa, who does freelance work on the side and voiceover,
right?
They've even offered her to just talk for an hour, and then we'll use, you know, we'll pay you $2,000, and then we'll use your voice forever.
They want real voices too. They want to, you know, hire two people, have a normal conversation for 2 hours because we need to train AI to sound more natural.
Exactly. Well, a number of years ago, I dabbled in doing voiceover work. I ran a little recording studio also. And so I've done a lot of that type of work over the years. About 3 years ago now? The industry changed, and we noticed that there were a lot fewer jobs, and the jobs that were coming up were, like you say, Melissa, they were about training. You know, we need to buy the rights to your voice, your inflection,
for pennies,
right? For pennies on the dollar, and then use it forever. And I'm telling you, this is the future. So what do we do about it? Right. I mean, how do we go about, and this is for the chat also, how do we go about either hybriding with, because I think that that's what's going to happen. I think that we're going to end up hybriding with AI. AI will get to live a real life, and we will be controlled by AI unless AI develops conscience and then says, we'll just kind of have a symbiotic relationship here. But
yeah, technocracy, right?
Yeah. That's I think technocracy. And stop me if you think I'm wrong, but I do believe that we are actually living in a technocracy already. I don't think that we are living in a constitutional republic anymore. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's been lost for a really long time. And really, I mean, after one of the big things we talk about too is the CIA, FBI. What do they really even do for us, for everyday citizens? Right. How many coups have they been a part of worldwide and within this country?
Mm-hmm.
How many different terrible acts are they responsible for committing, yet they still get to do whatever they want with impunity? It really doesn't make any sense to me, and it's one of the most un-American things ever. A group of people who can operate however they want with no repercussions at all. We elect people to represent us in the hopes that they'll, you know, stick through with their promises and what they say that they're going to do. In the end, they don't have any power, it seems. It's from, like you were talking about, it's the deep state, it's the shadow government, it's the cabal, it's behind the scenes, who gets to do whatever they want. They can spy on you. It's just, that's one of the things that frustrates me so much. And I think it's why they're able to get away with so much. They keep spraying this guy. They keep doing whatever they want. Tennessee bans the bill, or bans weather modification. Florida bans weather modification, yet it's still happening over their states. They're going to see the planes doing it blatantly, obviously.
Yep.
When I feel like, and I'm curious your thoughts here, if Trump wanted to end it, couldn't he end it right away? He's like president of the United States. Quit flying the planes. Like, how hard can it be?
He just signed an executive order today, giving $500 billion away to AI. You think that kind of power, he'd be able to sign an EO saying stop the spraying. The problem is that we have about $4 trillion a year coming out of the taxpayer fund and going into the climate industrial complex. About a trillion of that is fly ash alone, buying fly ash off of the coal and industrial plant lots when it used to take a couple hundred million dollars a year to dispose of it, right? Now they make $1 trillion a year. So all of a sudden, we have this round file. The other thing that might come across as a bit shocking is that you can now, and it's been this way for a while, but there is commodities that you can trade on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange that is betting on the weather. And it takes a lot of money. The big difference between commodities and everything else is at the end of the day, that commodity settles and either you earned money that day or you have to pay money. That's one of the reasons that it's a big boy club, because if you put $100 million into that and it dips and you have to come up with $500 million, okay. But people that have $100 million probably aren't going to gamble that. And they really like these AI weapon, you know, weather weaponization bills, because it ensures that that $100 million turns into $500 million. That's the problem I have with it.
It's just keep stuffing their pockets full of money, and it's a selfish game that they play. And that's very interesting that they can bet on the weather. Right. So almost like it. That just sounds so crazy to me. So like they're betting on a sports game. Are we going to get a catastrophic flood, once in a 10,000 year flood today? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the people that that put money down on, hey, we're going to have between, you know, July of 2025 and January of 2025, or the other way around, we're going to have 5 1-in-1,000-year floods in America. The people who bet on that, I mean, the odds are what? I mean, 1,000 to 1? It's insane. And all of a sudden, it happens. And it happens and it happens. And these storms are stalled over these areas. It seems almost a little too convenient when you start adding all of this money into it.
DPFS says we haven't lived in a constitutional republic for decades. It was an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings says we are already living in a one world government.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said all this today, but I was crying.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, very good point too, baby. So my point is this: we don't have to. We simply don't have to. And there's enough. There's 332 million Americans. There's a couple hundred million of us that say this is not going to work for us and what we need to do. And you know, platforms like X, right, at least allowing us to talk, to say that we're not happy about it. But if we cut that money off, if we decide, you know what, we're not paying taxes, we'll pay and we'll build our own country within a country if we need to. We've got entire areas in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan that are entire counties that are Muslim counties that U.S. citizens are not even allowed to go into. And by that, I mean that they end up, you know, they have guards, they stop you and they say, yeah, no, you're not coming in here. So, I mean, if we can have foreign entities do that, then we should be able to do that as U.S. citizens and take back our country. And it won't be easy, and it might be a generational fight. Either we band together and take back our country or we don't. And the way that we can do that is financially, because honest to God, the last thing we want is an armed civil revolution again in this country. What do you guys think?
Probably mentioned it on your show before, but when did you first learn about chemtrails, and what do you think about the cognitive dissonance that people have, and how do you keep fighting and stay?
Well, you know, I mean, I first learned about chemtrails back in 1997. I was listening to Art Bell, and on that show, it was a late night show. I would listen to the rerun of that show, and I heard somebody saying, hey, what are they spraying up there? And he had a guest on that was saying, it could be this or it could be that. But back in 97, we knew so little about it. And so it was just kind of a, you know, fun little thing to talk about in the middle of the night. Okay. I started going outside and looking up, and I'm like, I'll be damned, but that is not a cloud. So what I did was I just started paying attention, and I started talking about it. Life gets in the way, and I've done any number of things over the years. But, you know, this past March, was it maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah, February, late February, early March. I just decided one day, looking out the window, you know what? I got a grandson that I absolutely love, and he's, you know, rolled up on 2 years old. And I thought, there's no way that I am going to leave an atmosphere, a planet like this, to him and my daughter. And so I figured, if I don't wake up and fight, then I cannot expect anybody else to. And I also figured, you know what? I really don't give a goddiddly damn if anybody else fights. I will go out and fight. You give me that thunderbolt and I will charge the gates, because if I don't, then I cannot expect anybody else to. And, you know, I mean, I always say the Clear Skies Movement, we're fighters, and I'll go to fist to cuffs with any man that says different.
And right back to your question, like, should we fight and do we need to fight? And it's like, absolutely we do. And people, I think a lot of people, they may know what's going on, but they don't post about it. They don't really research it too much, but they know something's going on. They know things are wrong. I think a lot of people are worried about their personal image being, in their mind, tarnished.
Right.
Everyone's going to think I'm crazy. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm just going to sit back. I'm just going to go to work. I'm just going to come home and keep my head down. When what we need is all of those people to snap out of it.
Yep.
And speak the truth. I mean, what's really happening here? And how were you raised? And did you have someone telling you, you know, you do the right thing, do what's right? And you had someone, I guarantee you, most people were taught that growing up, you know, you want to do the right thing, dude. And that's what people, when it comes to not just weather modification, but all the other evil that we're seeing that's happening in our world, mm-hmm. in our country, human trafficking, coups by our intelligence agencies, energy technology that the military hoards, that if we all had it, if humanity had it, I was talking about zero point energy. It's one right. of the main things we talk about. That's Nikola Tesla on our shirt. We call him the GOAT. Mm-hmm. And there's been other inventors. There's a lot of people right now who have come out with these energy technologies that are essentially, you don't have to put much into it to get a bunch out of it.
Right.
And the really good ones, they pull electricity from Earth's magnetic field, transmit it wirelessly for free. That's what Nikola Tesla was doing. They have that technology in the military. Now, if we could get that, humanity, and we had it for our cars, for our homes, for everything. We're not, the whole humans causing climate change debate would just totally end, mm-hmm. because they're setting that up. The human caused climate change because it's the narrative that they want. The military wants it. The military industrial complex is in hands and works in tandem with the CIA and the FBI and the corruption. And if everybody knew that, oh, they're hoarding the technology that they've had us fighting over for the past 50 years, they would be livid. And the technology that they have, we think is just, you know, it is sci-fi.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's not. So they're going to spray the sky. They're going to say chemtrails are a conspiracy theory. No, that's not real. That's just a debunked conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? When it's so blatantly obvious, don't you see? No, okay, so when someone says that to me, well, here's what the EPA will call it now, or, you know, CNN 6 years ago, and they put it out in the mainstream media, stratospheric aerosol injection. That's where you spray chemicals and aerosols and whatever into the sky. It's chemicals. Yep. And they spread and they reflect the sunlight. How is that not a chemtrail? It's a chemical sprayed behind a plane. Like, it's the same exact thing, but it's the, it just goes back to the cognitive dissonance and the really, and we all had been under this, their spell for so long. It's really, it is brainwashing people and being able to acknowledge that, but stand up and fight for it. And so they're going to spray the sky and say it's because human-induced climate change, when that's actually, it's just the biggest lie ever. It's all propaganda.
It is propaganda, and it's propaganda allowed by the Smith Modernization Act of 2013 that needs to be repealed. The steps. These are the kind of steps that we can take to take back America.
Hey, thanks for tuning into this episode. If you are enjoying our show and support the It Can't Be a Joke mission, please consider leaving us a review on your streaming platform, following us on X, YouTube, Instagram, and Rumble, and showing your support by purchasing one of the many items we have for sale on our merch shop, which can be found in our link tree on our social media sites.
We're always looking to work with like-minded individuals, so if you're interested in working together or sponsorship opportunities, shoot us a message or email. Thanks again for all of your support.
Now, back to the episode.
We can mount a huge pushback to get the Smith Modernization Act of 2013, the Obama era act, yarded. It has to be repealed, and we've got to go back to no weaponized propaganda allowed. The U.S. government can't do it. The CIA can't do it. The FBI can't do it. Nobody is allowed to do it on U.S. soil. It has to be that way. If it's not, then we know that we are now in a technocracy, because a technocracy will say, I'm allowed to say whatever I want. Big Brother can say whatever Big Brother wants. You know, to your point about the zero point energy, what do you guys think about? We know that the scientists say that, yes, the zero point energy is there, but we can't extract it in a way that it brings any kind of meaningful power. Do you think that that is a lie? So we have to keep buying power from big power.
Yes.
Yes.
It's part. So every single, like, at this point, it's hard to believe anything that they really tell us, knowing how much they've lied about. It's really hard to believe anything they say. So they'll have, you talked about it, I think it was yesterday in your episode. They're going to use Harvard and MIT and whoever, they're going to be the paper. And then it's going to be run through the military. And they all, it's all of these different pieces. I turned to you and I was just like, it's exactly true. All the different pieces working in tandem together. So they can come out and say, here's this article from Harvard saying, well, it's not, no, you can't do it. So you're going to get the majority of Americans who go and look it up. And the first thing they see on Google or whatever is, no, it can't be done. They're going to come to you and say, you idiot, I researched it. And I see it from this article saying it's not true.
Yep.
Well, they've infiltrated every single aspect and facet of our society.
Every.
So yeah, they'll say, no, it is something that's real, but we can't access it. It's false. You talk about Raytheon a lot too. We paid a visit them 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. Yeah, a year and a half ago, we did a little video in front of them because we drove by them in Rhode Island. Had no idea they were on the road. We're going to watch. We're from Nebraska. We're in Massachusetts, and we love both states. But we're going to watch Creighton basketball play Providence, and Raytheon's right there. We're like, oh, it's Raytheon. So we're like, we got to go do a video and call these assholes out. And so we're talking about, we're like, yeah, it was when we first heard Eric, you know, it was a couple of years ago, Eric Hecker talking about the neutrino, you know, the earthquake machine.
Yeah, the ICE neutrino project, Project Ice Cube.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we're there, we're talking about it. And just all the different stuff that they have, weather modification. A lot of the UFOs that people see are, it's just the military with crazy advanced spacecraft. And that's like, this goes back to the zero point energy thing.
Right.
Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, these are the guys that have it.
Yeah. But Tesla also studied ancient Egypt and past civilizations that we think were much more advanced than we are.
Right, if the Tartarians.
If you look at the cathedrals and all these big castles that they built hundreds of years ago with no power tools, and there's all of these underground caves and little cities, and somehow they did it without a light bulb or
hammer and chisel, right?
With a hammer exactly. and chisel. So, you know, and then the
Teotihuacan, I mean, all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the story of Donald Trump's uncle working for the CIA, and he's the one that was given all of Tesla's documents when they were confiscated. And I don't know, there's a lot of weird stuff. And sometimes I think that they're already using it. They're just, like you said, making us pay.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes. That they already have it, and they're just blatantly robbing us even more.
Well, you know, the Ring of Fire where all those volcanoes are,
right.
And then there's all of these military little hubs and bases. Yeah. And you'd think, why, you know, are all of these set up by all these volcanoes? No one would build their house there. But there's a theory that they know when the volcanoes will erupt, because if they are pulling from the Earth's magnetic field, it's kind of the Earth's way of releasing itself,
right.
And then replenishing, cleansing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, speaking of volcanoes, we've got, you know, we're pinned right between the volcano that's about 300 miles off the shore of Oregon, underwater there, under like 4,300 feet of water. And then we've got the Yellowstone caldera here, the super volcano. I think that a lot of people are starting to say, oh, it's supposed to erupt. Eruption is kind of a strange thing. I think that what is happening is that it's slowly releasing pressure. And I think that our government can trigger that with any number of weapons, HAARP, of course. But then the Ice Neutrino Project is a much more frightening approach. And you know, when you have the ability to crack the Earth to cause an earthquake, suddenly... Yeah, you start wondering what else can they do, because if you can do that, you can trigger a volcano. If you can control the weather, all of a sudden you can control shipping, you can control aircraft, you can control crops, and all of it. You're right. Like as you mentioned, it is all connected. It is all a symbiotic relationship right there. It's a gigantic circle that now everything is being controlled. And if you want to turn people into slaves, the modern day shackles are taxes. Tax people to death. Drive up the cost of living. People simply won't be able to survive if they're fighting on that battlefield. I think that we have the ability to fight on our own battlefield and change the paradigm of who's in control. And will it be a fight? Yeah, absolutely. But it's better than the alternative of becoming just mindless sots stumbling around from the time we're born until the time we die, just so we can pay the government.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's my thought. Baby, what are they saying over there in the chat?
I know.
Sue Parris said, I always told my husband I was born in the wrong era. I want to be on a farm churning butter.
Ah, there we go.
Yes, that's the end goal.
Yeah, we joke that we're going to have to go back to live like the Amish do, which sounds way more exciting. Than,
right?
Yeah, no
that's,
TV.
That's
where
life.
Things are heading.
What's interesting, I've got a friend of mine that lives in Washington State, and they are just about absolutely fed up. Western Washington, just completely fed up. And the last time I talked to she and her husband, they were saying, hey, we're thinking about getting a big piece of land. We'd like to get about 10 or 15 people together, like-minded people, and buy a piece of land. Well, if you can do that, can you get 10,000 people? Can you get 1 million people that are like, you know what? Hold on. We're not playing this game. And then we are buying up pieces of land adjacent to each other or around each other.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we have communities that we do raise our own, you know, raise our own crops. We raise our own beef and our chickens and our sheep and churn butter, because quite frankly, I've made fresh butter before. I worked as a chef for any number of years. One of the many things that I have done. But the fact of the matter is it's not that difficult. Today, right. I can put whipped cream in my Vitamix, and in about a minute, I've got butter. Squeeze that out, rinse it out. You gotta rinse the butter out and everything. But it's a fantastic thing. Make sure you salt it. What are they saying over there in the chat, babe?
Mary Maga says Amish are always here on Siesta Key, which is my favorite beach. Oh, living their best life with dirty air and radiation.
There you go. But if we think about this, and you guys give me your opinion on this, because you're educated people, and I like that, and I like the fact that both of you are thinkers. If a population started buying up land, let's say Eastern Washington, and then we brought enough people in there that we voted to separate from the state of Washington and become part of Idaho, all right, all of a sudden, now you have a little better governance. And then if we don't like the Idaho government, now we've got a couple million people, all of us think alike. And then we say, all right, we're going to start writing some rules. First rule is that you can't fly anything above our sovereign territory. Can we get a class one air quality, just like some of the Indian reservations have, for our place? Why is it any different? Why can't Boise be a class one? Why can't Seattle be a class one, air quality? Why is are only selected, the selected few chosen to be able to have a better life? I think we can press the point. But what do you guys think?
Yeah, we've been talking about buying land for the last year and a half, since we started It Can't Be a Joke. And about just getting animals and growing our own crops and
It's the end goal. Like we want land.
Yeah.
Land is where it's at.
Yep.
If you have the land, you can build whatever you want.
Yep.
A house on it's great, but you don't need the house. You need the land because you can build the house. And that's the $1 million idea right there is, there is so much land here. Here's the illusion is that, and we talk about it all the time because we're very blessed for the location that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be better because we want a bunch of acres for cheap. And the illusion is a lot of people, they want to live in the cities and they want to live in, I was living in Boston for 2 years.
Right.
That's coming from Omaha where, it's 1 million people metropolitan area. It's a medium sized city. It's chill. Cool. I love Omaha.
Yeah.
Boston, I love history. It's what made me want to be a history teacher. That's what we were both met in the College of Education in 2012. And it was so crowded, so packed. Mm-hmm. You got no space. You want a one bedroom, tiny 600 square foot apartment in downtown Boston. That's going to be $800,000.
Wow.
For a quarter of the price, you can move to 30 miles, 40 miles away and get a house right next to a lake or on a lake with even an acre of land for a quarter of that price.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, they want the nightlife and all those, whatever a city has is the
conveniences too. I can walk here and then I can walk there to the grocery store. And then I can do this, which is great. I've done it,
I've lived in cities
and it, but
you've got a bunch of people like what you were saying, what if a bunch of people got together? That's the Clear Skies Movement land.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jen Baker says, 100 people, and I think you can make your own laws.
100 people, that's all we need. I'm down. I'm absolutely down.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah.
I mean, we need is, some property on the lake. And, fresh water.
Or a river.
Or a river, right?
Although they swell.
Yeah, exactly. Watch those rivers.
Yeah, I'm a little scared of them.
But, with access to it, that's what I'm saying. You can build beautiful homes for relatively cheap if you're talking about things like straw bale homes or earth bag homes.
Yeah, they're great for weather and...
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, I mean, a straw bale home is 2 foot thick walls that are, I mean, they have a R factor only second to whole logs. It's, you know, R factor is your insulation factor. Whole logs do a fantastic job. And you can build with whole logs too. Just start timber, start cutting stuff down and building. But if you have 100 people, this is what has made the Amish and the
Mennonites.
Thank you, baby. You know, so successful is that they work together. I mean, have you seen them put up a barn? Babe, remember that when they were carrying that entire barn, they moved it a little to the left. I think the wife was like, oh, no, that's not working for me. Can you move that barn a little to the left? I mean, they probably
picked it up and moved it.
They had about 100 men or more that lifted this damn barn up and moved it. It's, you know, it was framed out, but still, I mean, come on.
It's, I've seen videos of them putting things together in a heartbeat and they're working as that machine all together.
And the other thing that we have lost is the elderly, right? We no longer take the time to absorb the wisdom of the elderly. They've kind of been cast as disabled, you know, once you get to a certain age. It used to be that they were revered, and in some cultures, some undeveloped cultures that are very smart, right? If you can live off the land, you're smarter than hell. They're absolutely revered because they bring the wisdom. They've been around long enough to have foresight to see, this might not be the best idea. What were you going to say, Kevin?
I can't remember exactly. It might have been, it was probably about something.
But we were talking about land, you know. I mean, can we bring, let's take a poll. Can we do an instant poll in the chat? How many people think that they would like to leave their life, invest in an area, and you can live, you know, part-time here and part-time there. Why things get built. I mean, we live in a modern society, for crying out loud. But how many in the chat say, you know what, that wouldn't be a half bad life? Who would be into that?
Well, they've already been talking about that, you know, once we started talking about land and stuff. You know, tiny homes are great.
Yep. Tiny homes are not great.
Not you for can, when you're big.
Certainly doesn't fit well. Go ahead. And storage containers. I mean, it's already there.
Yeah.
People are using those and turning those into.
We were going to do one, actually. I was designing one and everything, and then that all fell through.
Thank goodness. I am a straw bale home, a cob houses, right? I mean, I love earth and natural stuff around me. Steel is okay, but I mean, really, you know, I like the fact that that wall is, you know,
2 feet wide.
2 feet wide, or, you know, at least, you know, 15 inches thick of relative concrete is, you know, what it is, with some rebar.
They are beautiful. They don't have to be, like, when Sergey first said, you know, straw bale homes. So I Googled them, and, I'm looking at, like, the outbacks of Africa, and I'm like, I'm not living in that. But then he showed me a different website, and you can have an actual house that looks beautiful,
gorgeous. And earth bag homes are the same way.
Earth bag homes.
Are you guys familiar with earth bag homes?
No. Is that like a hobbit hole? Because we're all about that.
Google it.
Yeah, I mean, they're phenomenal. I mean, you can build a 1,500 square foot home for about $20,000 is what they say. And a lot of that money is paying for the soil samples, because you have to know what you can add to the soil that you have right there. And then, you know, you either have a bunch of people come out, and that's cheaper. And they dig with their hands, or shovels rather, and then, or you have an excavator, which that is, I think, the way to go, because it can do a hell of a lot of work. And you just start digging up your land. You feed it into a concrete mixer, and you mix in what is, you know, what that land needs to become concrete, and then you put it in, you know, in these
long bags,
or, you know, they were rice bags, but now they make them for homes, and you just tamp it down, and you know,
like Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, and you just kind of build. It. You can build whatever you want, but they're
I've seen those.
Yeah,
wow. Is it the new? It's like build your house and you can build it yourself, and it just all fits perfectly together. Yeah. It's already made.
No. Okay. But those are I've cool. seen those also. Yeah. This is, I mean, you're it takes work. I've actually helped build for a day. I've helped build on a home. They were adding, you know, adding an extra addition and everything to it. And it was beautiful. It was amazing. And then the beds, they build the beds up with this. And so, you know, you have like this king size bed that's all, you know, all done out, and you kind of feel like a hobbit, really. I mean, it's everything has these beautiful rounded, you know, rounded corners and archways. I don't know. I really loved it.
Straw Bale Home
is one, and then Earth Bag Home is the other. Does anybody in the chat know what an Earth Bag Home is? If not, Google it, because you're going to be amazed at what you can do with the earth.
Oh wow, that's so cool. Yeah, and that's awesome.
That's a whole and different show.
It's just a bunch of bags.
It's just a bunch of bags. But here's the thing that it's so strong that it can go through a 300-mile-an-hour hurricane. That's what they say. Yeah.
Wow.
And then
so it can withstand all the, you know, weaponized weather that they're sending our way.
We don't build those. Instead, we just build toothpick houses.
Exactly. I'm sorry. What'd you say? Kevin, what was your question?
Oh no, I was just going to say so it can withstand all the weather warfare, tornadoes and hurricanes that they're creating.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then spread that word too. Hey, by the way, if you have a earth bag home, you can withstand a tornado.
Yeah.
And then one person tells another and then another, and then it spreads. Because everything that we're talking about here and that we talk about every day on the podcast and on your show, and what everyone on X who wants a more just world is talking about, it just needs to keep spreading. And you need to have the conversations with the people that you're maybe afraid to, maybe your siblings or friends or whatever.
So LaShawn,
have those conversations.
LaShawn, is LaShawn in the chat there? Because LaShawn, if you are, now I would run for president of that community right there. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. No, you get enough people, everyone has things that they're skilled in, and then you bring the tools that you need. Everyone has tools. If people are bought into the idea, it's like, all right, we're bringing all our stuff here. And yeah, you can buy the excavator because you have enough people. You own it.
Exactly.
You can build, you can legit build your own place. It's a million-dollar idea.
You leverage your buying power. You start regenerating the soil. You put in heritage seeds, and then you essentially build or buy in a place that there's no drift from somebody's farm for glyphosate. There we go.
Glyphosate.
Yeah. I don't know why that word is so difficult. But you start rebuilding the bacteria. And if you do that, have you guys ever seen that movie, The Biggest Little Farm?
That's what I was going to try. I was trying to get that word in.
That documentary?
Yeah.
I've seen some of it. I don't know if we watched it together, but it's cool.
We'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
It's well worth it. Yeah, absolutely. And what they did is they essentially took a tree fruit farm, and it was barren. And of course, they had to highly water it and pesticides and the whole gambit. And they turned it into like this living, breathing ecosystem. Thank you, baby.
Their own ecosystem.
And every time they had a problem. They had a guy that was consulting them that turned to be a dear friend of theirs.
Oh, and he passed away.
They just said, keep adding stuff. You know, you got to have more diversity.
Yeah.
Biodiversity. Bang. Just keep adding. So if you have a snail problem, bring in the ducks.
And then the ducks will do this. It was just an incredible story. You definitely have to watch it.
Yeah.
Sue Pear says heirloom seeds don't grow with geoengineering.
Heirloom seeds don't grow with geoengineering. Here's the thing about having a large group of people, a large group of intelligent people, is I honestly believe that we can think our way around virtually anything. Now, I have seen where people will cultivate land deeper into the soil, and then they'll like grow it year round, and then they open it up to the harden it off mm-hmm. to the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But you really can do a lot of stuff. And experiment. Just experiment and experiment and experiment.
Human being says, look up Sasha Stone, New Earth Micronation.
All right. I'm looking up Sasha Stone, S-A-S-H-A-S-T.
I think human being, you also mentioned earlier that Sasha bought a bunch of property and is building a micronation.
Who's doing that?
Sasha Stone.
Okay.
S-A-C-H-A.
C-R-O. N-A-T-I-O-N. I am typing like, I am so fast typing anymore, babe.
No, you're not. I'm
telling you.
Can't keep up.
Exactly.
Have you ever bought equipment to test your soil, to test the acidity levels or anything like that?
So I have not, because we live in an apartment downtown Boise.
Yeah, we're getting out.
But we are getting out. And we were just looking for 99 other people.
98. We'll talk after this.
Yeah, exactly.
We're willing to relocate. We live in Taxachusetts.
Oh my God! Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's well worth looking into if we can start writing our own laws with 100 people. If we can develop a town, if we can develop a set of rules, and you have to have a set of rules to live by, but those rules can be fair, and you just can't have crazy people running around half naked, screaming the sky's falling. You know, we need to have common sense and maybe some books.
And clear the skies. That's the number one thing. Back to that. We need to clear the skies. Because otherwise, all that growing isn't going to work.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Melissa. What are you saying?
I think a lot more people would want to join that community than, like, you know, they're talking about the land grab now in the Pacific Palisades and SB 549 or whatever that bill is. And that, you know, the president of the Pacific Palisades housing administration sounds like she knows what's up. She's like, we just want to get back what was ours. We don't want this to be affordable housing and cookie cutter.
Exactly.
Every little townhouse looking the exact same for the 15-minute cities. I think this sounds so much better. And I believe that as teachers, I think younger generations that I think they're going to start to wake up. That's my hope. I think I believe they are. Still a lot of, I think there's kids that can see things for what they are. They can see the veneer.
Yeah. One of the things I absolutely love about Idaho is they essentially say it's your land. You can pretty much do what you want on it. And it's not, you know, one of the things I don't like about the state of Washington is it's taxed like crazy. There's literally so much regulation as to what you can and cannot do. You're renting your house, and hopefully that we'll get a bill passed here in Idaho that says we're not going to be doing property tax anymore. Anyways,
Idaho's awesome. I've been there.
Yeah,
fly fishing.
Absolutely, it's gorgeous, and the fly fishing is really good. All right, guys, I am going to have to wrap this up because, it is 8:29 and, we're done at 8:30. That's the way it is. So can you guys tell us, just tell people where they can go to find you?
Our main platform is, our podcast is on every streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, We use Spotify a lot when we share it on X. X is our main social media platform. So follow us on X and our podcast. We have a documentary that we're working on. Been spending a lot of time writing it. We're filming it. We're going to be getting it out soon. And that's what we're working on. But definitely Spotify, any streaming platform, and X is where we do all of our blasting off.
That is absolutely fantastic. Well, that brings us up to the end of another exciting episode right here on the Clear Skies Movement Live, TCSM Live. Make sure you guys check out It Can't Be a Joke. There you go.
It can't be a joke.
I had Joker like locked in here. I'm like, ugh. But for all of us, I am Sergey Brown.
And I'm Dawn.
And we will see you next time.